European immigration helped replenish the ranks, and this was vital. I think the two most important items that Outremer needed from Europe, after money, were adult males trained in the use of arms and horses, that is, the war horses of Western Europe. Many of the noble families that came to play such a dominant role in Crusader life were actually rather obscure families in Europe. The Ibelin family, who are the leading nobility by the time of the crisis of the kingdom in 1185, 1187, were probably from Limousin, were rather really low-level knights or castellans, you know, castle guards. King Guy of Lusignan, he becomes king of Jerusalem by marriage. Again, a rather minor vassal. And the favorite of all time, the rogue Reynald de Chatillon, who will reappear with absolutely outrageous and destructive consequences in this story, again, coming from a family of relatively obscure origin and finding opportunity in the East. And the kings of Jerusalem, the princes of Antioch encourage the immigration and settlement of these types. There's also an enormous amount of Italian populations moving in and setting up positions in the ports. And there was a good deal of intermarriage that went on between the Italian merchant families and the Frankish military elite, far more than most would assume. Actually, the ethos between the two was not that distant. And in many ways, the Italian merchant princes shared a lot of the same values and attitudes of the Frankish warrior elite. There's several spectacular families, especially Embriaco, the Genoese family, that actually married into the Frankish military elite and became lords of the Jabal. That is, they became feudal lords in their own right, even though they went back to this merchant family. What is clear, though, is the French language is what was spoken. And that probably became one of the major definitions of identity in Outremer, is what language did you tend to speak? And if you spoke that northern form of French, not the Provençal, not the southern language, not an Italian dialect, you were of the Frangi, you were of the Crusaders, you were of the ruling elite. Well, that is the geography and the demographics there. Well, what was the Crusader impact economically? On agriculture, perhaps not as great as one would expect. And if that was your anticipation, that's correct. The Franks, the Normans, and the others who settled in the Levant, and above all the Italians, had no intention of importing the European manorial system I described in an earlier lecture. They very quickly appreciated the range of foodstuffs, exotic goods, finely crafted items, especially textiles, they could export to Western Europe and gain enormous amount of cash. They, in effect, took over various types of plantation systems. There have been several studies done, one on the so-called Lordship of Tyre, about 1,200. It only had about 250 square miles, but there were over 120 villages within it. Most of these villages engaged in extremely lucrative commercial crops. This could be sugar, olive trees, citrus fruits, all of them high-priced items in Europe. About a third of those plantations and villages were held by the king or the Republic of St. Mark, that is Venice. They had a 50-50 share in the original taking of the city in 1124. The others were major royal vassals, members of the military monastic orders. And what this brings up is the fact that very, very quickly, notions of feudalism were easily adapted on top of a very commercialized farming system with a whole different set of seasons. This is Mediterranean dry farming. That is, their winter grains, which are nourished by the winter rains. There's all sorts of plants intercultivated with them, as well as olive trees and fruit trees. That the feudal arrangements were just slapped on top of it. Lords were given what are called money fiefs. That is, their fief was the revenues rather than the land itself that came out of these plantations or villages. The villages were left in the hands of local councils and headmen. Most of the Muslim customary law continued. The Crusaders continued to collect their rents at the usual rate, somewhere around 10%. In fact, there were more changes on the attitudes and behaviors of the Crusader lords than on the actual farming and village life of Outremer. Crusader lords did not live on a manor and a demesne. Rather, they lived in cities. The vast majority of them dwelled actually in the port cities along the Levantine shore. And that has some major consequences in the attitudes and life of Outremer. The nobility tended to become much more cosmopolitan, hence the intermarriage with the Italians. They held markets, they held fairs, they held all sorts of activities in the plantations and villages they controlled, but as absentee landlords.